Let's talk. So, I had an innate feeling to dedicate my episode this week on National Infertility Week. Now, I know you may know someone who suffers from infertility issues, if not you. I want to let you know that you are not alone, and this podcast is dedicated to the woman who prays every single day for a baby that hasn't arrived yet. It's dedicated to those women who find themselves walking in Walmart or a grocery store and they pass a family and they smile, thinking how much of a blessing it would be to have that. It's dedicated to those women who find themselves angry at other women who we deem undeserving and wonder, why not me? Those who sneak away to cry, those who keep showing up at the clinic and beginning to doubt it, you are not alone. You have a heart of a warrior, and you refuse to give in. 1 in 8 couples suffer from infertility. 1 in 4 people suffer from a pregnancy loss. 1 in 4 female physicians suffer from infertility themselves. You know, I named my daughter Angel because she is literally my angel. I have been having really bad stomach cramps, especially when doing strenuous activity or when I was on my period. I was going to see my OBGYN, and one day it was a cyst, and they would put me on birth control. I not only bled every day that I was on depo, but the pain just didn't go away. I had to keep going back and going back until finally we discovered that I had endometriosis. By then, there were scarring and lesions. I had a laparoscopy done, and after that, before being told that I may not be able to have kids, I got pregnant with my daughter. When this happened, it was the best day of my life. I eventually had to get one of my tubes taken out, though, and I was recommended to have a hysterectomy. I'm not quite ready for that, though, so I deal with the pain because I like the idea that I have one tube left and I can possibly have another child. As women and for myself, when I was told that I may not be able to have kids, I kind of felt less of a woman. I felt useless. I felt like we as women were meant to produce, and I felt like, what good am I if I can't do that? We go through so much, and thank God for adoption, surrogates, and even IVF because we have to sometimes hunt for the good stuff. But we are not alone. So many of us women share the same story, and we need to lean on one another, and that's what this week is all about. For all you warriors out there, I see you. Never give up. Your child, your gift, is going to come to you exactly when and how they're supposed to. I'm here, and I see you, ladies.